So welcome, sweetest friends. We are going to be learning about Inyani Shovavim, the Schus, Ephraim Abim and Miriam Shoshani Didnafshi, who suggested that we learn about Shovavim, and the Schus, Baron Yisrael Ben Moshe Mordechai, and Zev Shlomo Ben Bina, Shmuel Ben Yam Mitishna Rachaleya, and Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, Avin Yitzhak Ben Esther, David Shekwala ben Rachel, Moshe Shimon ben Brayla Kela, Moshe Gavriel ben Yehudis, they should all be Zochet, the Bracha Vatzlacha, Bacham HaSeyateim, and as before Shlema, Rabbi Yitzhak Menachem, and Gidim Lobran Deleah, and Shlom ben Fegedina, and for Yehuda ben Sion ben Omi, they should all have before Shlema, Besoch Sha'ar Chol Yisrael. We're learning the Sefer Orchos HaShovavim, which are the Sichos Kodesh of Division Sir Rebbe Shlita, Ben Yani Shovavim. Shovavim is an acronym for the Parashiyos Shmos Ve'era Bo B'Shalach Yisrael Mishpatim. Those are the parashios that we were in Mitzrayim, we leave Mitzrayim. So it says in the Sefer HaKadoshim that these are days we have to do extra tshuva to be Makadesh ourselves. The Makadesh Mitzrayim is Ervas Aretz, the nakedness of the land. To be Makadesh, the nakedness. All the Erev, all the disgusting things. So in the Sefer Imre Noam of the Zhikavar in Parashas Va'era, he explains the Pasuk V'hifla Hashem, Bein Mikne Yisrael, Bein Mikne Mitzrayim. God distinguished between the cattle of the Jews and the cattle of the Egyptians, and only the cattle of the Jews remained alive, and the cattle of the Egyptians died. V'lo yomus mikol v'nei Yisrael dover. And of the Jews, they didn't die at all. So on the simple level, it's talking about their cattle, their animals, but on the pneumistical level, it's talking about us. That there's Mikne Yisrael, there's the Maisa Behem of Jews, and there's a Maisa Behem of Mitzrim. Meaning we act in ways, there's certain things that human beings do that are Maisa Behem, that are animalistic. People have relations, people eat, they drink, they go to the bathroom. These are all things animals do also, there's no difference. So our job is to elevate everything we do to levels of Kedusha, to do our eating B'Kedusha, and our drinking B'Kedusha, and everything we do B'Kedusha. And that's what the Pasuk means when it says that Hashem distinguished between the Mikne Yisrael, between how we do our animalistic acts and how the Mitzvim do their animalistic acts, and Mikne Mitzrayim. And therefore, Lo Yomus Mikol Bnei Yisrael Davar, we didn't die at all. And Davar is also a remnant to Dibur. What's Dibur? Dibur is Milashim Dabar. Dabar, the word says in Sanhedrin, Davches is a leader. That a person with the difference between a human being and an animal is that we are Medabrim, and an animal is not a Medaber. So Medaber can be a speaker. Animals also have their level of communication. But the human being is also a leader, a Moshel, Yadber Amim Tachtenu. We rule. So that's what our Dibur has to be. So therefore, because we elevate ourselves, so Lo Yomus Mikol Bnei Yisrael Davar. Nothing of the Jewish people died because we have this Koach HaDibur. And that's the Remez in the Pasuk. V'hifla Hashem v'miknem etz Yisrael v'miknem etz Yisrael, that our Maisa Behem are different than the Maisa Behem of the Mitzrim. And therefore, Layom is Mekol v'nei Yisrael davar. Nothing died of the Jewish people, meaning we haven't been mevatel our koach hadibur, our koach of being rulers, because we rule over ourselves. We have a seichel, which is sholed in our goof, which rules over our goof, which tells us what we're supposed to do and what we're not supposed to do. And even when we're allowed to do things, but we do it in a holy way, not in an unholy way. And that's the remez in the pasuk. Mikol levnei Yisrael is begematria teves and shvat, because teves and with the kolel. And add one to Teves and Shvat, because Teves and Shvat are the months of Shovavim that we're attacking the Maisa Behemias. So therefore, in this pasuk, which talks about how our Maisa Behemias, our animalistic acts, are elevated, Mikol Avnei Yisrael, that's the gematria of Teves and Shvat, and that's what it means when it says in the pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, Kisetze Melcham Loivecha, when you go out to a war against your enemy. So Rashi says, B'Melchemes Rishus Hakosef Medaber, it's talking about a voluntary war. There's Melchemes Mitzvah against the seven nations, against Amalek, to protect ourselves against our enemies. But there's also a Melchemes Rishus, which the Rambam talks about, which the Sfarim talk about, which is when we allow to expand our territory, Melchemes HaRishus, or for other reasons. So this Melchemes Rishus is also talking about, Beremes as the Tzemach Tzadik, not the Tzemach Tzadik, the Tzemach Tzadik, that it's talking about the Melchama HaYidua, but against the Yetzirah, the Melchemes Rishus, when you go out to war against your Oivim, against your enemies, meaning that you're about to wage a Melchemes Rishus, a war in areas of Rishus, because the Yetzirah knows he's not going to get you to eat bacon and fries in the morning, that's for sure. So what does the Yetzirah want to get you to do? He wants to get you to be a pig in Inyanei Rishus, to go too far, to eat too much, to drink too much, to sleep too much. So that's what our Iker war is, like the Chofetz HaLevavos has said, that when a person came back from war, so a wise man came up to them and he said to the soldiers, that was the easy war, now you have the hard war of Melchemes HaYetzer. That's what it means in the Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, Paragimel, Mishnah Gimel, Hebu Zahirim, Bereshus, Shein, Makarben, Loladim, El Tzarech, Atzman, Irin, Kovim, Bishas, Hanoasim, Bein, Odin, Loladim, Bishas, Dochka. Be careful about Bereshus, which literally means the government, the authorities, because they're only Makarben, a person when they need you, they look like they're your best friend, and then afterwards they throw you away. So that's the Pashup shot of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah could also be understood, Hebu Zahirim, Bereshus. Be very careful in Yanei Rishus, in matters of Heter, of not Isser Veheter, in matters of Rishus, which are about things that you're allowed to do, that are neither mitzvahs nor averus. Because in the Hasidim say, the Svarim say, that there's no such thing as a Nyanei Rishus. If it's done B'taiva, so then it's an Avera. And if it's done L'shem Shemaim, if you elevate it, then it's a mitzvah. So everything should be done in a holy way. She'ein makarvin l'la'adam el'atzarech atzma niran ko'avim. So this Yetzahara is mat that person, and he says, hey, I'm your best friend, I'm doing you a mitzvah. But vein odim lo lodim b'shas dochko b'yom adin, he runs away from you. He's not going to defend you on the yom adin, this Yetzirah, because the Yetzirah's job is to get you down, knock you over. So therefore, that's the Mishnah. Have zehirim b'rishus, be careful about inyanei rishus, because they're only makar of a person for themselves. They look like they're your best friend, but they're not. They don't stand by you b'shas dochko. And b'yom adin. And that's what it means in the Gemara in Sukkah, Yeosh Vashini Rishus Kone. That Pashup Shad is that if the person gives up hope and then there's a change of ownership, so you're Kone the object, you acquire the object. However, it could also be understood to mean Yeosh. If a person's Miyayish himself from Inyanei Olam Hazeh, and Shini Rishus, Hainu Shemeshana Divrei Rishus Umalo Samela Kedusha, through this, you can be Kona, you can be Kol Olam Habas, to be Miyayish yourself from being too immersed in matters of this world, and be Mishana the Rishus, change the domain, change, says bring it to Aptah Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then that's Kona, that'll be Kona, your Chelik and Olam Haba. So the three main taivas in a person: Lechem, food, Kesef, money, and Mishkal, relations. Oh boy, these are three major taivas. And we have to work especially hard. Like it says in the Teres Chaim, in the Likutim, Kol ha'ona amen yeish me'rabim mevarech b'chol kocho. Yeish me'rabim mevarech b'chol kocho, koron lo gzardino. If a person says amen yeish me'rabim all of his kach, Kadosh Baruch Hu rips up an evil judgment. So amen is nutrikin, achila mamon nashim. Amen is an acronym for eating, achila, mamon, money, and nashim, women. And it's called ona. Ona is milashon inui, that you afflict yourself, that if you are mitzamtzem yourself, you can limit yourself in these areas of achila, you don't overeat. Mamon, you don't run after money too much, enough to live, enough to help support Torah, if you can do that, but you don't become crazy money hungry. And nashim, person has a wife, in the olden days two or five, so he limits himself to pleasure, but it's a pleasure that has to be the proper time and the proper place, the proper amount. So if he limits himself, he's ma'an himself in these three areas, so koron lo gzar dino. And that's what the Heilige Rishoner said. And the pasuk v'shachat oitzal yarecham mizbeach tzafon olten Hashem. Pashup Shad is talking about the carbon that you slaughter it. The northern side of the mizbeach in front of Hashem. But the remez of the pasuk is the three areas where you have to shech the Yetzirah. One is al yarech. Yarech is the thigh. That's obviously referring to the midah of yisod of kedusha of bia. Next is mizbeach. Mizbeach is kedushas ha'achila. And then Safona. Safona is a remnant to Taivas HaMamon, as it says in the book of Eov, chapter 37, verse 22. Mit Safon Zahav Yasa, from the north the gold comes. So if a person limits himself, if he's Shochet the Yetzirah, and the Yerech, the thigh, the meat of Yisod, foundation, Bia, Mizbeach, food, and Safona, and money, as it says in Eov, Safon is an allusion to the gold. Lifne Hashem, such a person can be in front of Hashem. And that's what the Tzemach Tzadik says in Parashas Emor. Usfartem Lachem. Lachem is obviously also a Rashi Tevos. Lechem, kesef, and mishkal. Lechem is bread, food. Kesef is money, mula. And mishkal is relations. If a person sanctifies himself in these three areas, u sifartem. Sifartem is a lashon of sapir, like a sapphire, a beautiful stone. You will shine if you elevate yourselves in these areas. And that's how I explain the pasuk, says the Vision Sefer Rebbe Shlita. In Shmos, Yud Beis Chaf Aleph, Mishchu Kru Lachem, draw and take for yourself. It's talking about the Korban Pesach. But the remez is Lachem, is a remez to the Ikrei Taivas, Lechem, Kesef, and Mishgal. So in Achinami, Kru Lachem, you have to take the Lachem. A person has to eat, a person needs geld, and a person has to be with his wife. So you have to take them. But remember, Mishchu, draw yourself away from your own personal desires and pleasures, and do it L'Shem Shamayim. So that's the first chapter of this Sefer, Avodas Hashem for Shovavim. I hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezakeh us, that we are able to continue learning, and be ma'ala ourselves, ma'ala ma'ala, b'tor v'yoshamayim, amen, amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.